The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 14th, 1976, in Bombay, India.
These things are not very wonderful. From spiritual point of view, they are no big meaning. This is only affection. That is not very good asset for spiritual life. Asakti. One has to give up asakti. That is the process, renouncement, voluntarily. Our basic process is that at a certain age you must return from family life. A voluntary, forceful giving of us. So, these are asakti. This husband and wife dying together, that means their asakti is there. That asakti will help him, that the wife will become a husband next life. And the husband will become a wife. And that will then have to take birth again.
Soul has got no sex.
Karma bandha.
Karma bandha and jiva.
Why loves his wife? Fifth chapter, fifth chapter.
Pramatmatam yena? Pramatmatam yena?
Sarira bandha. Paramhavastavadabodhajato javannagityasadvahasatabdham javat manomai karmanu
paradhavastavadabodhajato javannagityasadvahasatabdham javat priyastavadidham manomai karmatmukham yena sharirabandha. As long as one does not inquire about the spiritual values of life, one is defeated and subjected to miseries arising from ignorance. Be it sinful or pious, karma has its resultant actions. If a person is engaged in any kind of karma, his mind is called karmatmaka, colored with fruit of activity. As long as the mind is impure, consciousness is unclear, and as long as one is absorbed in fruit of activity, he has to accept the material body.
Lava yoga. The woman will become man and the man will become man.
So long as there is vasana, you've got to
connection. Before that, the Bhagavad says, Rula Rupramatta Kuru Vimbi Karo, Jadin Niya Pri, Te Aapri Hoti, Nasadu Manne, Jato Aapmanu Hoti, Asanda Pri, Te Sade Aapmanu Hoti. So, this body is temporary, but it is very illusion. That is the
matter.
That is the matter. That as soon as you accept a material body, either a very rich man's body, a poor man's body, or any body, either a Brahmin's body or a Sudra's body, to accept material body means undergo miseries.
But you have no choice to accept it.
No,
it comes by the will of God according to your work.
I am free. Tatrādhe haṁ punarjanmalai ti māmi. Tatrādhe haṁ punarjanmalai.
Satya to avi vichari.
No, no. Simply to know Krishna. Mācabhyābhicāri bhakti yogīna. We cannot understand Krishna without bhakti. Bhaktyāvāvam jāna. See. So, without bhakti yoga, there is no possibility to understand Krishna. But if you understand Krishna, then you become free from this process of accepting material body. This is only to become Krishna conscious, and have heard this bhagavad-gita repeating body, tatādi ahantaram prāpti. The ahantara prāpti is there. If you want to stop the ahantara prāpti, then you have to become Krishna conscious. There is no other way. And if you think that it is very pleasure to enter in the womb of mother and accept one body and then come out and again walk and again die and again enter, bhutta, bhutta, pradiyati. If you want this business, that is a choice, you can do it. And if you want to stop it, then this is the only way. Therefore, Shastra says, Masadu Manle. It is not good. Noonam, read that verse.
Noonam tamasa kuru te vikama jarindriya pritaya atmanoti na sadhu manye yata atmanoyam asanati klesha da asadeha.
Klesha da asadeha. Klesha. As soon as you get a body, klesha. We have good doctor friend, but you have to suffer. You can get some relief, but suffering is there. Therefore, nasādhu manne. It is not good. So people are being trained up to become mad from us and do anything, bring money. This is modern. Nūnaṁ pramatta kuruti vikaram. Things which are forbidden, they are doing that. Why? That India pritaya apna, only for sense. They have no other ambition. Bring money and gratify senses. This is modern thing. This is the exact explanation of nūnaṁ pramatta kuruti vikaram. Black money, white money, this money, that one man, bring money.
By any way.
Yes, this is modern thing. Big man, big rich man means bring money somehow. This is big man. This is Kali. Because if you have got money, you have got respect, you have got honor, you have got recognized. So, therefore, they're after money, bring money, that's all. That. When I shall get money, I may have done black money, white money, this money, nobody will remember me.
Sarve guna kanchana
mani. But, this is money. Bring money. And enjoy sense. Nūnaṁ pramatta kurute vikade. Huh? What part is? So much working hard. This is India pritaya. Only for the satisfaction of the senses. They have no other ambition. Because most of them, they do not believe there is next life. Most of them, 99.9%. They do not believe. Big, big professor. I have talked with so many big, big men. They have no faith. Our leaders also. Munshi, he did not believe in it.
No, but this research in parapsychology in certain universities of India, they have proved that they were.
And they may do very great science, but we know it. Without going to the psychological process. We believe Krishna. Tathāde āntara prāpti. Finish. What is the use of going to the psychological process?
Those
are fools, they may waste their time in that way. But we are not so fools.
They are fools not to think that they are bigger.
No, they are fools, because they do not take Krishna's word. Krishna says, tathāde āntara prāpti. Why? Why should you bother? So our mission is simply to propagate Krishna's instruction. This is Krishna consciousness. who don't manufacture anything. So-called yoga, so-called meditation, so-called this, we don't care for all this nonsense. Our only business is how to implement the instruction of Krishna. The rascals may understand and be happy. That is our mission. We haven't got to manufacture anything. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna ho. To simply carry the message of Krishna and try to deliver it to anyone you meet. See? We haven't got to manufacture anything. That's why we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. Take it. Don't interrupt Krishna. Don't spoil the whole thing. Interpretation means spoil. All things spoil.
Because each man understands according to his own level of
Just like you are a medical man, you are giving somebody medicine, you are giving the direction. If he wants to be cured, he must take your direction. Not that somebody comes, no, you can take him this way. You can do this. That is nonsense. This nonsense you want to stop. Krishna is giving instruction. Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Parittam, Paravama, the Supreme Personality. What business you have got to poke your nose and give interpretation? Are you bigger than Krishna? Krishna left it for you? This nonsense going on. Big Shamis, big yogis, big politicians, simply misinterpreting, he's spoiling his own life and he's spoiling us. Serious condition.
You are not going to go down now.
No.
You like to go on the terrace, Shilapa?
Yes, I like
it.
You
get out of breath when you.
So, why is it? You say, why I have taken so much time?
We are always with you, sir. So we come here.
Come and preach. Humanity is going to hell. Human society is going to hell. On misguidance. These rascal leaders, they are going to hell themselves and they are leading others. These fools and rascals are leading, they are going to hell and they are taking the followers to the rest. This is the stop. At least in India. Say, this is real Parabrahma. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Haiyaja. Janma Sarthak Kari Parabrahma. Our India is not meant for exploiting others. Doing good work. This is India. Our teachers, our acharyas do not teach us. Go and exploit others and bring money. British Empire.
No sense would be done. Even Jesus never taught that. These are the wrong followers, sir.
Right. I mean, you say, generally, the people, they want to exploit others.
It's the greed of the human being.
Yes. But the mission should be, human being should be meant for doing good to others. Paropaka. So that Paropaka spirit is gone. On account of losing our own culture. Otherwise, India's culture is Kolkata. Then India was open. Come anywhere, learn. That Jesus Christ also came here. All the Chinese learned scholars, they used to come, they used to be there. And India is open. Giram satram api praptam vishyastam apato. This is Indian culture. The enemy comes. Yes, please come and stay. And later on, they took advantage of that very liver and got there. But still, we are liver. Please come here, stay here, and take prasadam free and chant Hare. Open to everyone. I shall marriage anywhere, I shall travel, still, I shall lay down my life and bring money. Come here, stay. Stay here, liver. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Janma. Janma sarthak kari, karo paropara. First of all, make your life successful by Krishna consciousness. Then do good to others. Yesterday, I think, in Tehran, one boy came. He proposed that is it not good to help others. So I immediately said, what you have got, you can help. What is your asset? You cannot help. It's simply bogus proposition. If you can help, you can simply help by spreading Krishna consciousness. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jare dakho tare paho Krishna. Sir, I come to you. Why? That to request you that you become Krishna conscious. How? Manmanala was bhakta. All you think of me. Just become my devotee. How are little of business? And one can, a child can. You cannot do. What is the difficulty? To become Krishna conscious? You haven't got to practice any yoga process, pressing your nose and keeping your head, no, nothing. Without any doubt. And that is the aspect. Tattadhyam punarjanvalayam. There is no difficulty in preaching this Krishna consciousness. There is no difficulty to accept it. Mm-hmm. And the result is the Supreme.
These are the people who have no faith.
No. Therefore you have to canvass. They have no faith, I know that. That is why there is necessity of preaching all over the world. They have no faith, it is a fact. And you have to create faith. That is preaching. Padoyo nipatta, that Purananda says, kākusataṁ kṛtyācāhaṁ brahmīmi, he sādhava sakalameva vihāya dhīrā caitanna chanda chalane kṛtānana. This is this. Purananda says, kākusataṁ padoya nipatta kākusatam kritya satam. And I fall down on your feet and I am flattering you. I will fold your hands. Why? What do you want to say? Yes, I have to say something.
What is that? Say it. Why you are becoming so humble? Yes, I have to say. What? Say it. Hey, sadhava. You are a very nice sadhu. But you forget all nonsense.
As Kakrishna.
Hey, sadhava. Sakarami Yogya. Whatever nonsense you have learned, forget. Then what to do? Kāl-saṅkṛtyāṁ-bhavi sakala-meva-bhyāya-dhūrā-caitanya-candya-caram-kuru-kāṁ. You just begin to move your life. I am flattering you. I am falling down your feet. This is this. What is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? That is Nakataraka of Krishna over there. And if you do that, then what is that? Natadasmad manasesu kachit me kriyakrishna. If one is doing like that, Krishna immediately becomes, you are the best friend of mine. See, if you are entirely recognized by Krishna, then what do you want more? They are undergoing so much hostilities and to be recognized by God. And God says that immediately I become one who is doing this. Jayang paramang vayam mad bhakti suvam jahas. Nachata smart manusha. Kaschit me. Immediately. You may be a fool, you may be a rascal, you may be illiterate, but if you do this, immediately it is for you. Krishna never says that unless one is a big grammarian, big scientist, big politician, big engineer, big doctor, then I can live. No. Simply one who does this. Jai vang paramam guryam. What is that paramam guryam? Sarvadharma. Give up all nonsense. Surrender. This is paramam guryam. And they are simply manufacturing nonsense. So, the time is very bad, but nature's law is very strict. We may defy, there is no God, there is no next birth, there is no nothing. We may say like that. But when death will come, he cannot say anything. Mittu sarva harascham. All your talkings, all your intelligence, tatha dehan sattap. Immediately transferred to another body. Daivanetre na karmana daivanetre jantad deho bhavati karanam gunasangasya sadasat janmajam. No, no, I am Brahmin. No, you must become a dog. How can you protest? You cannot protest. You have acted like dog, just be. Saranam guna sanga. That's in your medical science. You have infected the disease, you must survive. Saranam guna sanga. Guna sanga. That's infection.
Only nirgun, a man can become nirgun by Krishna.
Don't talk on nirgun, first of all.
Krishna Bhakti is the only thing which can bring nirgun time, then you may stop from getting a dog. Siddhura Bhakti. That is what I mean.
Nirgun means bhakti. Nirgun means bhakti. Sagunar samatittayita. That is nirgun. When you are untouched by the three gunas, then you are losing. That is not very easy job. That is not easy. Māntyabhyāvitāyī bhakti-yogīna jāsevat sagunāṁ samadhikkā brahma-bhūyā brahma-bhūyā prakallātāna sajyatā. Nirguna is not so easy. This is nirguna. Sabhidharmāṁ prasthajya māvayakaṁ sādhu. This is it. Otherwise, everything is coming. Everything is coming. Only, fully surrender to Krishna. और हमारा देश में भगवत गीता है, इंस्ट्रक्शन है, जिसे सोच है करके दे टॉकिंग यस यू टेक भगवत गीता विदाउट कुछ जैसे एंड दे आर डूइंग दैट एनीवन टेक फॉर महात्मा गांधी ही वॉज सो वॉज ग्रेट स्टूडेंट ऑफ भगवत गीता Did he please Krishna Bhakti? Bhagavad Gita minus Krishna. This is it. Sponsor. Kill Krishna. This is it. What is the meaning of Bhagavad Gita without Krishna? And everyone is preaching like that. Very worst condition of the world, godlessness, and they will suffer. There is no doubt. Prakriti is very strong. You can do whatever you like. But Karanangana Sangasa, that will act. You may be very proud of your prestigious, so far prestigious position. But the Karanangana Sangasa, Purusha Prakriti Sobi,
Bhumte
Prakriti Janguna. He has. Bhumte Pratitya. So we are now put into the material Pratiti and Pratitya and Guna. We have to accept. Cannot ever. Pratitya Manani, Gunil Karmani, Ahankara Vimura. Kattaham. This is less than that.
Yeah.